Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. I just want to feel led to talk to one of you out there who is just wondering why they're on this earth and have contemplated taking their own life. Just remember, you are loved by the one who fashioned you in your mother's womb. You are not forgotten. You are not forsaken. But I know that emotionally that's hard to understand. And it's especially hard when God is not necessarily tangible. But I am praying right now that the Lord would send someone into your life that could be his hands and feet to you to help you show that your life has meaning and it matters and that God sees you. So please know that today. All right, we're in Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 through 14 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Joshua the son of Nun secretly sent two men out of Shittim as spies, saying, "Go view the land, including Jericho." They went and came into the house of a prostitute whose name was Rahab and slept there. The king of Jericho was told, "Behold, the men of the children of Israel came in here tonight to spy out the land." Jericho's king sent to Rahab, saying, "Bring out the men who have come to you. who have entered into your house, for they have come to spy out the land." The woman took the two men and hid them. Then she said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I didn't know where they came from. About the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, the men went out. Where the men went, I don't know. Pursue them quickly. You may catch up with them." But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order on the roof. The men pursued them along the way to the fords of the Jordan River. As soon as those who pursued them had gone out, they shut the gate. Before they had lain down, she came up to them on the roof. She said to them, "I know that Yahweh has given you the land, and that the fear of you has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you. For we have heard how Yahweh dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who are beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and to Og, whom you utterly destroyed. As soon as we heard it, our hearts melted, and there wasn't any more spirit in any man because of you. For Yahweh, your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Now, therefore, please swear to me by Yahweh, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you also will deal kindly with my father's house and give me a true sign, and that you will save alive my father, my mother, my brothers, and my sisters, and all that they have, and will deliver our lives from death." The men said to her, "Our life for yours, if you don't talk about this business of ours. And it shall be, when Yahweh gives us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, of course, you know that I love the story of Rahab, and I've written about her extensively in one of my books. And so, Lord, thank you for her faith. It's just so powerful that she wasn't part of the Commonwealth of Israel. She had only heard about your exploits from afar, and yet she demonstrated a keen faith in who you were. She demonstrated the trust that you alone could save her. This is really, really powerful, Lord. And so in light of that, I pray for my friends today who are struggling in their faith, who have a hard time, and this is natural and normal, and I do it too, to doubt you or to know that you're God and to know that you are powerful and sovereign and the creator of everything, to know that you're actually intimately acquainted with all our ways and that you know our ways and you hear us, you see us, you are for us, not against us. Lord, sometimes it's hard to believe that in a world that is so broken and so difficult. But Lord, would you increase our faith today? Help us to trust you for that prodigal who's far away. Help us to trust you for our own addiction that we can't seem to get over. Help us to trust you for financial provision where we are not seeing it. Help us to trust you when we try really hard at work and our efforts are not being seen or noticed. Help us to trust you when we have that broken relationship and we don't know whether we should walk away from it to help us, or if we're supposed to go back in and work through it. Lord, give us that insight that we need to deal with those difficult friendships and relationships, I pray. Lord, increase our faith. Increase it so that it's like Rahab's. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am so, so grateful for you. And today's podcast is brought to you by a ministry. And I'm really excited to be able to talk about this. It's called Deeper Still, and they offer free abortion recovery healing weekend retreats. It's based in Knoxville, Tennessee, and it trains leaders to host and facilitate abortion recovery and healing weekend retreats via a network of 30 chapters across the United States. They do have a podcast called Deeper Still, and it can be found wherever you listen to podcasts or through the website. The website is deeperstill.org. They have a book written by Karen Ellison, founder and president of Deeper Still. It is called Healing the Hurt That Won't Heal. There is a discount code for the book where you can save 20%, and that's deeperstill.org/book. And there is a free downloadable resource. So if you have a friend that's walking through the aftermath of that difficult thing that they've gone through abortion, you can get this free downloadable resource called How to Help Your Friend. And you can get that at deeperstill.org/friends. Deeper Still, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.